WDRQ, Disco 93, 222, Thursday morning. And our weather, it's going to be another wet one today. Windy with a chance of rain this morning. It's going to be ending by this afternoon. Today's high up to 62 degrees. This morning's low hitting 38. Right now we've got 41 degrees at Disco 93, WDRQ. Heard a few different ways to pronounce this, Cuba or Cuba. Anyway, these are the Gibson Brothers from Disco 93, WDRQ.
That's good.
Disco 93 WDRQ. It's 2:37 on Thursday morning. Just saw a little bit of lightning out there right now. Some more. And it's going to be windy with a chance of rain this morning, ending this afternoon up to 62 degrees. Right now, 41 degrees with Sister Sledge. WDRQ Disco 93, as Chuck Barris might say, just bang the gong. That's Witch Queen. It's 2:52 on a Thursday morning, and we've got some windy winds out there with a chance of rain this morning, ending this afternoon. Today's high up to 62 degrees. This morning's low getting down to 38. Right now it's 41 degrees. And from Macomb, Illinois, six Macomb residents have been arrested and charged with being members of a cocaine ring. A spokesman for Illinois State Police and Macomb County, or Macomb Police, say the ring may have extended to other states. At the time of the arrest Wednesday, authorities said more arrests will be made in Macomb and possibly other states. And fire officials in Detroit yesterday went through the remains of an east side house gutted by an early morning blaze, which killed four people. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined, and fire officials say 20 people lived in the building. 19 of them were home early today when the blaze broke out. The victims were identified as a 38-year-old man and three young children ranging in age from 4 years to 5 months. And federal investigators say the near crash of a TWA jetliner over Michigan last week may have been a closer call than originally thought. They revealed yesterday that the jet plunged to within 6,000 feet of the ground before the pilot managed to bring it under control and land the plane at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Federal investigators also say they're puzzled by the mysterious eraser of the tape jet recorder, which would be a violation of federal laws if done deliberately. And a motorist was hospitalized late yesterday after he tried to beat a train at a railroad crossing in downtown Gaylord. Police say the car was struck in the rear and spun around when it was hit by the Detroit Mackinac freight train at about 10 p.m. The driver was not immediately identified, nor the extent of his injuries known. It's 2:54 right now in Detroit. My name is Kim, and this is Goody Goody from Disco 93 WDRQ with the number one DJ.
Pretty cool.
Disco 93 FM, WDRQ, Detroit. It's a minute after 3 o'clock. Hi, how you doing? My name's Kim. And we've already started to get our rain if you're sitting in the house underneath the covers. It's pouring out there. Lightning and thundering. Got a song here from Len Boone going out to Roy Loke. And there's no me without you from Disco 93.
Got it.
WDRQ Disco 93, it's 3:22 in the morning. I was just getting an updated forecast where it's going to be windy and warmer today with a chance of some rain this morning, ending this afternoon. Today's high getting up to 62 degrees, this morning's low 38. Right now, we're up 1 degree since last hour. It's 42 degrees at Disco 93 WDRQ. This is Yesu Music in Saron. Hear Bob Sherman every morning with more pure disco from 6 till 10. He'll be playing for you this morning and every morning from Disco 93 WDRQ. Friday and Saturday night, we become your very own personal disco party. Pure Disco, 10 at night till the very early morning. It's all right here on Pure Disco, 93 FM, WDRQ. By special request, the song's going out to Harper Woods. Songs for Jim and Carol Wings. Disco 93 WDRQ. Hi, how you doing? My name's Kim. It's 3:44 on a Thursday morning. Need some help waking up every morning? You listen to Bobby Sherman. He's on from 6 till 10 playing all pure disco right here from Disco 93. WDRQ, Disco 93, 3:51, Thursday morning, and you can hear Casey Kasem in his countdown that happens every Sunday morning from 8 till noon right here on Disco 93. Well, Detroit's weather, taking a look out these windows, expecting some rain, and we finally got it. Windy and warm today with a chance of rain through this morning, ending this afternoon. Today's high getting up to about 62 degrees. This morning's low about 38. Right now we've got 42 degrees. And from Macomb, Illinois, six Macomb residents have been arrested and charged with being members of a cocaine ring. A spokesman for Illinois State Police and Macomb Police say the ring may have extended to other states. At the time the arrests Wednesday, authorities said more arrests will be made in Macomb and possibly other states. And a motorist was hospitalized late yesterday after he tried to beat a train at a railroad crossing in downtown Gaylord. Police say the car was struck in the rear and spun around when it was hit by a Detroit Mackinac freight train at about 10 p.m. The driver was not immediately identified, nor the extent of his injuries known. And federal investigators say the near crash of a TWA jetliner over Michigan last week may have been a closer call than originally thought. They revealed yesterday that the jet plunged to within 6,000 feet of the ground before the pilot managed to bring it under control and land the plane at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Federal investigators also say they are puzzled by the mysterious erasure of the jet's flight recorder, which would be a violation of federal laws if done deliberately. It's 3:53 right now in Detroit. Got a song here from Lorraine Johnson from Disco 93 WDRQ, Feeding the Flame. Pure Disco, 93 FM, WDRQ, Detroit. It's a minute after 4 o'clock, Thursday morning. How you doing? My name's Kim. Got a song here from Gino Socio. If you got a special request, my phone number is 298-6093. Like to hear from you. I'll play it for you.
Really?
Disco 93 WDRQ. It's 4:14. More songs in the key of happiness right here from Disco 93 WDRQ. It's the same people that gave us At Midnight. T Connection, and Saturday night from Disco 93 WDRQ. WDRQ, Disco 93, it's 421 and Saturday night, that's the T-Connection. Well, we finally got some weather clearing up. We had snow just a couple of days ago, icicles hanging off trees, now it's finally all melted. It's going to be windy and warm today, slight chance of rain this morning, ending this afternoon. Today's high getting up to about 62 degrees, nice typical spring day finally. This morning's low down to 38, right now we've got 42 degrees at Disco 93, WDRQ. This is the Champagne King herself, Evelyn Champagne King. And I don't know if it's right. WDRQ, Disco 93. Slight chance of rain all through today. Right now, 42 degrees with Casey and the Sunshine Band. WDRQ Disco 93, gotta keep the feet moving, just keep on dancing. That's Gary's Gang. It's 4:49 on a Thursday morning, and it looks like it finally cleared up there, stopped raining, thankfully, before the rush hour. Windy and warm today with a chance of rain this morning, ending this afternoon, up to about 62. This morning's low down to 38. I don't think we're going to get that, though, because it went up 1 degree since last hour, 43 degrees at Disco 93. Federal investigators say the near crash of a TWA jetliner over Michigan last week may have been a closer call than originally thought. They revealed yesterday that the jet plunged to within 6,000 feet of the ground before the pilot managed to bring it under control and land the plane at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. Federal investigators also say they're puzzled by the mysterious erasure of the jet's flight recorder, which would be a violation of federal laws if done deliberately. And fire officials in Detroit yesterday went through the remains of an east side house gutted by an early morning blaze, which killed 4 people. The cause of the fire has not yet been determined. Fire officials say 20 people lived in the building. 19 of them were home early today when the blaze broke out, and the victims were identified as a 38-year-old man and 3 young children, ranging in age from 4 years till 5 months. And actress Hedy Lamarr filed separate $10 million lawsuits Wednesday against 2 newspaper publishers, charging they called her old and ugly and a two-headed goat. The suits were filed in New York against the National Enquirer and the Chronicle Publishing Company, which publishes the San Francisco Chronicle. And the Automobile Club of Michigan says motorists this Easter weekend will be paying record high prices for gasoline. Regular is averaging about 80 cents a gallon, and unleaded is selling for 85 cents a gallon. It's 4:51 right now in Detroit. My name is Kim, and this is Gino Socio. Disco 93 FM, WDRQ Detroit. It's a couple minutes before 5 o'clock. Good morning to you. My name's Kim. I want you to stick around because at 6 o'clock, Bob Sherman's going to be in here all morning long with Pure Disco right here from Disco 93. This is GQ and that Rock Freak. We'll be right back. WDRQ Disco 93. Every Friday and Saturday night, we become your very own personal disco party. It's pure disco 10 at night till 6 in the very early morning. That's no commercials from Disco 93. WDRQ Disco 93, always playing all the songs in the key of happiness right here. Pure disco. It was Carrie Lucas and Dance With You, Dance With Me. It's 5:21 right now on a Thursday morning. Windy and warm today. Little chance of rain. Kind of got that about 2 or 3 this morning. Maybe that took care of us for the entire day. It's supposed to end this afternoon if it does continue. Today's high up to 62 degrees. This morning's low getting down to 38. Right now we've got 43 degrees with Cheryl Lynn. WDRQ Disco 93. Why don't you stick around? In less than a half an hour, Bob Sherman's going to be in here spinning pure disco for you. Right here from Disco 93 WDRQ. It's a good song from the Love Unlimited Orchestra. This is Love's Theme. Disco 93 WDRQ, that was French Kiss and Panic Save Me. Nice day ahead of us right now, 43 degrees at Disco 93. Body, body. Big rock, macho man. Macho man. Yeah, WDRQ Disco 93. Weekends arriving very quickly. If you haven't heard by now, every Friday and Saturday night we become your very own personal disco party. It's pure disco, 10 till the very early morning. Right here from Disco 93. WDRQ Disco 93, Thelma Houston, and Don't Leave Me This Way. It's 5:52 on a Thursday morning. It's going to be windy and warm today with a slight chance of rain. We already had a little bit of that this morning around 2, 3 o'clock. And it's going to be ending this afternoon. Today's high up to 62 degrees. This morning's low 38. Right now it's 43. And fire officials in Detroit are investigating the possibility that a house fire on the east side, which killed 3 children and their uncle, may have been deliberately set. And coming from Macomb, Illinois, 6 Macomb residents have been arrested and charged with being members of a cocaine ring. A spokesman for Illinois State Police and Macomb Police say the ring may have extended to other states. At the time of the arrests Wednesday, authorities said more arrests will be made in Macomb and possibly other states. A motorist was hospitalized late yesterday after he tried to beat a train at a railroad crossing in downtown Gaylord. Police say the car was struck in the rear and spun around when it was hit by the Detroit Mackinac freight train at about 10 p.m. The driver was not immediately identified, nor the extent of his injuries known. And the Michigan Auto Club says gas prices will top 80 cents a gallon over the Easter weekend. The club reports that supplies should be adequate to meet the holiday demand. The Auto Club's regular weekly survey found 70% of gas stations on major routes plan to be open during the day Easter Sunday, and 38% will stay open after 9 p.m., and 13% will still sell gasoline after midnight. It's 5:53 right now. That's going to do it for me. I'm going to hear a little song here from Sister Sledge. From Disco 93 WDRQ, Bob Sherman's up next with more pure disco all morning long.
Pure Disco 93 FM. WDRQ. Detroit. 602. Good morning. I'm Bobby Sherman. We're going to do it all over again. Get a big city up and get it going. Everybody get dancing, the Bombers. Disco 93 WDRQ, the Bombers. Everybody get dancing. It's 6:05, Thursday morning, just a day away from the day before the weekend. It's winding down. It'll be windy and warm today with a chance of rain. And the rain should end this afternoon. High today near 62 degrees. Low this morning, 38 degrees. Right now in Detroit, it's 43.
The West Side's hottest.
LP and tape available at both Peaches stores. And Peaches now has two locations to serve you. On Schaefer and Dearborn and on Grosbeck and Fraser. Stop in and make Peaches part of your day. It's 6:07. We're going to make Jerry Sanford a part of our day now. Jerry has an update in the news. Jerry?
Good morning. How much damage did the ice storm do? Officials are now saying about $30 million worth. About 105,000 Edison customers aren't really thinking in the millions. They're still wondering when their lights will come back on. Edison says a good many people should have their power back this afternoon, but for some, the juice won't start flowing again until Easter Sunday. If you refuse to pay a utility bill that you feel is just way out of line with the amount of power you use, the utility involved has to at least give you a hearing before pulling the plug. That ruling from Attorney General Frank Kelly. Be careful, your Ford transmission may pop from park to reverse on its own. That's what a public interest group is telling Ford owners in letters it's sending out. The Center for Auto Safety says it's mailed out hundreds of them just to let the owners know about the alleged problem. 71 out of the nation's 72 operating nuclear power plants need some safety improvements and right away, according to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. In the wake of the Three Mile Island mishap in Pennsylvania, the NRC says just about all of the operating plants have a design flaw that could prevent the emergency cooling systems from starting up automatically, like they're supposed to. Detroit Mayor Young has his proposed 1980 budget all typed up and will deliver it to the City Council this morning. The city has to make up a projected shortfall of up to $100 million. Indications are the financial game plan will have a price tag of just under $1.5 billion. The budget probably won't involve tax increases because the city is already taxing at its legal limit. It could involve the laying off of more city workers. Detroit wants to turn 20 acres of pretty much wilderness land on Belle Isle into a neatly manicured picnic area. A group called the Friends of Belle Isle doesn't like that plan at all, saying it would hurt the natural integrity of the island, as well as drastically reduce the property values for birds, plants, and animals. Detroit weather, mostly cloudy, showers, thunderstorms through tomorrow. High today 60, tonight's low 50, tomorrow's high 60. Raining in Detroit, 41 degrees. I'm Jerry Sanford.
Thank you, Jerry. I hadn't thought of that. The property value devaluation for the animals. Good point. 6:09, Thursday morning. Disco 93 WDRQ and Machine There But For The Grace Of God Go I. Does anyone know where I can get a cold shower to go? I'm having trouble waking up this morning. It'll be just step outside, I guess. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunder showers through tomorrow. Daytime highs near 60. Overnight low tonight about 50. And right now 41 degrees in Detroit. Some schools are closed. Detroit Public Schools closed. Novi Christian is closed. Royal Oak Schools are closed. They will be until Monday. Southfield Schools are closed. And Temple Christian is closed. And that's all the closings that I have at this juncture. Yesterday's winning Michigan lottery number was, and this will never happen again for a long time, 123. That was the winning number for yesterday. It's 6:14 at WDRQ.
Here, sir.
Where'd you get?
Fall into the Gap.
Listen, the Gap's gone bananas with their special value sale. Fresh fashion jeans and tops are on sale at a 15 to 30% clip. That's off the regular price. Like guys' fashion jeans, a mere $12.90, or gals' solid knit t-shirts for $6.90. The Gap can save you a bunch. So hurry, the sale ends on April 22nd. 12 Gap locations, including Lincoln Park Plaza and Northland Center. Okay, this has gone on long enough. I've got to wake up. It's 6:17 now. I'm going to have to resort to prying my eyes open. Let me get the left one here. Okay, now. That one feels pretty good. Now, if I can just get the other one. Okay. I feel better now. Whoa. It's beginning to get daylight. 6:17. Mike Bond is in with an update in sports, Mike.
Well, thanks, Bright Eyes, and good morning. Well, when it rains, it pours. No, the Tigers didn't get rained out last night in Kansas City, but maybe it would have been better if they did. With the score tied at 3 runs apiece going into the bottom of the 8th, the Royals exploded for 7 runs in their half of the inning. All 7 runs were given up by relief pitcher Bruce Taylor, who took over for John Hiller in the 7th. By the way, the final score was 10-3. Little Freddie Patek went 4-for-4 with 3 runs batted in. Well, the University of Detroit did a little bit of promoting within. Willie McCarter has gone from assistant coach to head coach of the Titans. That announcement was made at a press conference at the school yesterday morning. Carter, 32 years old, who played in the NBA a few years back for the Lakers and the Trailblazers, if you may remember, succeeds David Gaines, who quit to take the head coaching job out at San Diego State, where it's nice and warm and probably isn't raining right now. The NBA's Eastern Conference playoffs got underway last night. Dan Rounfield pumped in 23 points for the Hawks in defeating the Rockets on their home court with a 109-106 win. In another best-of-three series in the Eastern Conference, the 76ers dumped the Nets by 8, 122-114. And finally, the Stanley Cup playoffs resume tonight. The Rangers will try to make it 2 straight romps over the Kings, while Philadelphia visits Vancouver. The Sabres face the Penguins. Maple Leafs play host to the Flames. And that's it for sports. This is Mike Vaughn.
How did you say the Nuggets did?
The Nuggets didn't play last night.
Okay, I was just checking here.
They'll play tomorrow.
You're lining up behind the Nuggets for the...
You got it.
Stanley Cup, right? I think I'll stick with Notre Dame. Disco 93, WDRQ, chanson, song, in French, I can tell. It's, as I said, 6:22, mostly cloudy today with showers and thunder showers through tomorrow. Daytime highs both days near 60 degrees, the low tonight about 50. And in Detroit right now, it's 41 degrees. School closings again. Detroit schools are closed today. Novi Christian is closed. Royal Oak is closed. Southfield schools are closed. And Temple Christian School is closed today.
Are you feeling down in the dump, Jerry Ford?
There it goes. I missed the switch. 6:24. I was sounding really good, too. 6:24 at WDRQ. And here with an update in the news, Jerry Sanford.
Good morning. Gas prices in our state did it again this week, going up and over the record high set last week. Regular in the Detroit area is going for an average of 79 cents a gallon. Unleaded, count on dishing out about 84 cents a gallon. If you need premium, it might soon be a little hard to find, as some oil suppliers have reportedly stopped delivering the high grade to many stations. Plan on Eastering it in Ohio. Well, Standard Oil of that state, for the fifth time in less than a month, announced another pump price hike, this time a penny a gallon. So far, that firm has raised its prices by 6 cents a gallon in less than 30 days. $800 million. That's how much the auto companies say the trucking industry shutdown cost them. It won't be business as usual on the assembly lines until Monday. Labor wants the state's workers' comp law revised to provide greater benefits to workers. Business wants the law changed, making it cheaper. Governor Milliken agrees something has to be done and says he'll make reform of the statute his top legislative priority. According to the governor, the current comp law is a major roadblock to economic growth in our state. People listening to the radio in Uganda were reportedly a little bit surprised to hear a voice say, "I am Idi Amin, I am still in control." Tanzanian invasion forces are in charge of the country's capital, Kampala, and no one is really sure where Amin is. A Soviet spaceship was supposed to dock with an orbiting station yesterday. Something went wrong. The two cosmonauts will tell their leaders what happened after they return to the mother planet later on today. Detroit weather, mostly cloudy, showers, thunder showers through tomorrow. High today near 60, low tonight 50. High again tomorrow near 60. Raining in Detroit, 41 degrees. I'm Jerry Sanford.
Thank you, Jerry. 6:26. Disco 93, WDRQ, and that's Pure Disco. 6:29, Pure Disco is the kind of stuff that makes it easy to get out of bed in the morning. If you want to listen to disco, and you feel like getting up, sure you do. I wouldn't kid about anything like that. This is Rosebud. Have a cigar. Disco 93, WDRQ, have a cigar. That's Rosebud. No, thank you. I think I'll finish smoking my carrot. cloudy with showers, or rather mostly cloudy, showers and thunder showers through tomorrow. Highs today, both days near 60 degrees. The overnight low tonight about 50, current temperature 41 degrees. In Detroit public schools are closed today. Novi Christian School is closed. Royal Oak schools are closed. Southfield schools are closed today, and Temple Christian is closed. And the winning lottery number for yesterday was 123.
What's your destiny?
It's 6:37 at WDRQ, and I guess it's time for letters of intent for
you got
college
it.
Players, huh? Mike yep. Vaughn has the story.
Well, thank you once again, Bobby, and good morning, Detroit, on this wet Thursday morning. Of course, the NCAA basketball season is over, and the University of Michigan has three new high school superstars on their side, but the big one got away. Coach Johnny Orr says he gave it all he had in trying to lure 6'7" Clark Kellogg from Cleveland over to the U of M, but he decided to go to Ohio State. They say Kellogg is compared to that of an Urban Magic Johnson.